25 years.
25 years ago? Gee, that means you started dancing when you were about...
a baby. Hi, oh, my aching feet, my aching dog. Oh.
Tough day at work, huh?
Tough day at work. I had to train Madeline Krauthammer how to cap bottles. 12 hours on my feet.
12 hours? You only work 8 hours.
I know. I stood on my feet 8 hours, and Madeline stood on my feet the other four. You're home early, aren't you? Oh, yeah, well, I always get home 30 minutes early when Laverne doesn't ride in the car.
She doesn't drive that slow.
We circle Pfister Park and watch the athletes sweat.
Why didn't Laverne ride home with you? Did you have a fight or something?
No. It's just for the past 3 days, Laverne has been taking the bus home.
Don't tell me she's after the driver, right?
No. It's not the driver. It's one of the passengers. She's dying to go out with him. So every day for the past 3 days, she gets on the bus, whether it's full or empty, and she stands right in front of this guy, hanging onto the strap, hiking her dress up, if you know what I mean.
Blah, 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 boom.
It's only a demonstration, Carmine. I do believe today she has gone a step too far. She's going to follow this guy all the way home from work. Hello?
Hello. I'm Stan. May I help you?
Oh, you work here?
My brother and I own the place.
Oh. You work with dead people?
Oh, no. I work in sales. My brother works with dead people. He has a flair for it.
Oh. You're just a regular, normal guy then, huh?
Well, I like to think so. Don't I know you from someplace?
I'm Laverne. From the bus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have lovely knees.
Thanks. A couple of scars on them from when I was a kid, but you gotta live life, don't you?
Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
Oh, my lucky bracelet. Oh, I'm fine. I gotta get that clasp fixed.
Little cows?
Yeah, it's a souvenir from the Chicago Stockyard.
I didn't know they had a gift shop.
Yeah, it's right behind where they slaughter the cows. You really gotta look for it, though.
Well, what can I do for you?
You can't. Nothing now. So I guess I better be going. I'll see you on the bus.
Wait a minute. I still don't know why you're here.
Huh?
I mean, you just didn't follow me off the bus.
No. I mean, what do I look like? Some cheap, pushy, floozy?
No, so why are you here?
business. What are those there?
These are our urns. Remember, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If you're going to be cremated, an urn is a must.
I like poetry. You know this one? There once was a man from Nantucket who...
I'm familiar with it. Oh, good evening, Mr. O'Malley. Excuse me for a minute. They were supposed to fly his late brother-in-law in from New York today. I'll have to check the airport.
I'll check the urns.
Do you have a seat? And I'll make that call right now. 1 minute.
Isn't he a nice guy, huh? Do you know they stuff the whole person in one of these things? I can't figure out how they do that. Did you see my friend?
There's no dead person in here. This model's been discontinued. We use it as an ashtray.
Oh, an ashtray! I couldn't figure out why I felt gum here.
Wait, what's our next stop?
It's the Undertaker.
Oh, boy.
Now, Laverne, I have a hearse standing by. And you'll just tell me where we can pick up the remains.
You can't. Nobody's dead.
Then why did you come here?
For the funeral.
But you said nobody's dead?
Yet. Nobody's dead yet. But it's happening real soon.
Oh, I admire you for planning in advance. Now, when do I get to find out who's dying?
Soon.
Come on, Laverne. Come on. Be brave. Tell me.
It's my roommate, Shirley.
There you go. You see, you got it out. Now, don't you feel better?
No, not yet. I don't.
Take this brochure and sit in the mourner's lounge. I'll call you in a couple of minutes. I'll be in and then we'll have some fun.
That's delivery coming true.
No, hurry.
We would have been here on time, but we was late.
No, hurry. The wait's been postponed. Would you put that in the icebox in the back?
Yeah, excuse me, sir. You got any dead bodies in the refrigerator?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. Tough luck, Len. Maybe next time. He had his heart set on seeing a real live cadaver. Excuse me, sir. Hey, Squeak, mm-hmm. Were we supposed to meet Laverne here?
What would Laverne be doing hanging out at a boneyard?
I don't know, but she's sitting right back in there.
Well,
I'm not kidding. Let me show you.
I think she wants to be alone. Laverne has had a very difficult day. Her roommate is dying.
There once was a tiny tiger who wanted more than anything else in the whole wide world to be as big and strong and fierce-looking as his father. There's the little thing. Now let's turn the page and see what happens.
Did everything go good tonight? I can't wait to see him tomorrow night.
You actually followed him home?
Well, he didn't go home. He went to his place of business.
He's a businessman? He has his own business?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a mortician.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yes, but we don't have to know them.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. You know, when I was sitting in the mourner's lounge with him, I told him all about you, and now he wants to meet you.
Me? He wants to meet me?
Oh, sure. You're my best friend, aren't you?
True.
There's just one little thing.
You're going to die laughing when I tell you.
What is it? He's got a good sense of humor, this guy. Well, when Stan asked me what I was doing in his mortuary, yeah. I couldn't tell him I was following him like a cheap floozy.
No? Right.
Here comes the funny part.
I pretended I was a customer.
I told him you were dying.
You told him I was dying, and now he wants to meet me.
Funny.
Well, you can forget it, sister. I'm not meeting this guy for all the tea in China.
Oh, come on, show for me. Look, all you got to do is go down there, meet him, get sick, and then leave.
Absolutely not. No. Never.
Come on, please.
No. Never. Look at my head. Watch my head. What does that indicate to you? It means no. No, forget it. Forget it.
Do you remember Alan Steckler? Alan Steckler, a guy who chewed his socks. Do you know what it's like making out with a guy who chews his socks? It's like kissing a hamper.
Please help
five
me.
Five times you made me go out with him.
Kool-Aid?
No. Why? Just because you wanted to go out with his pal, Milton Von Blish, the pharmacist.
Yes, but you didn't have to pretend you was dying.
No, I only wished I was dying. And do you know why I went out with Alan Steckler?
Because I made ugly threats?
No. Because we're friends. Friends do that for each other. Friends, friendship. If you're ever in a jam, here I am. If you're ever in a mess, S.O.S. If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, down you fail. It's friendship.
Okay.
Singing, please.
Oh, please.
I'll go. I'll meet him. I'll say, hi, how are you? He'll say, fine, how are you? I'll say, I myself am dying. If you'll excuse me, good night.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Besides, I don't have the time.
She doesn't have the time.
Come on now, then. We must be strong.
Yes. Yes. No matter how our hearts are breaking.
Boys! I loved it when she called us boys. It's good to see you up and around and all chipper and breathing and everything.
Boys!
Boys!
About.
Oh, listen, you don't have to be brave with us, Cheryl. We know you're as good as dead.
Holy cats, oh, no. Don't listen, Lenny. I'm not as good as dead. I'm not as good as dead.
You're much better.
No. You don't seem to understand.
I understand everything. The grave digger told us the whole lot and caboodle.
Oh, please. Oh, no.
Well, look,
no.
We know it ain't much, but we wanted to give you this, well, this gift.
No, I don't. I didn't explain to you. I don't.
Will you take the gift? Come on, I want to give you the gift.
Right, but is it anyway? Oh, my goodness me. Dear Shirley, here's a going-away present. A lifetime subscription to Confidential Magazine. Oh, boys, thank you. Oh, wait, you only marked off 6 weeks here.
Driving us in this big car.
I don't like sitting in the back of her.
Quick, it happened. They're taking Shirley away.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Look at it this way, Len. She always wanted to ride in a big car.
Okay, now, act brave. Remember what I told you. Keep everything short, cheerful, and then get out of here.
You got it. Short, cheerful, I'm gone. Here it comes.
Miss Feeney.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you're in the mood for this? Because we could do this some other time.
Oh no, she's in the mood. Oh, yes, pshaw. Let's get on with it quickly, shall we?
Brent certainly is funky.
Yeah, I taught her that. My,
Stanley, but you do have a lovely selection of caskets here.
Let me show you the one Laverne picked out for you. Excuse me.
All right. You bought me a casket?
No, he's holding it on layaway.
Layaway? You put a casket on layaway?
Do something.
That's bad luck for the living.
Here comes the beauty.
Casket on
layaway.
Here we are.
This? You're going to put me in an orange crate?
That's a good box.
Carton from Penn's grocery store.
We'll see inside. Nice.
It's not even lined and it doesn't have a little pillow like those other ones.
I'll bring you a pillow from home.
You're going to bring me an army blanket from home, too?
Perhaps Shirley would like to see something from our Regency line.
I certainly would. Thank you very much. Now this is more appropriate. See, you got a mattress, a comforter, and a sweet little pillow for the head. And these things are very nice inside,
too.
Put
the pillow down. Okay, Brave's not working.
Well, what do you want me to do? Tell me what you
want.
Well, you
want to get out of here, don't you?
I want to be out of here in a minute.
Okay, let me think. Okay, I got it. I want you to act like a chicken, a coward, scared to death, just like everybody else.
Chicken?
Got it?
You know something, Stanley? I'm not really brave and courageous. Oh, no. No, that's just a mask of the stuff I use. I'm really yellow-bellied and lily-livered like everybody else.
Wait a minute. Come on. Cry. Go ahead. Let it out. Can't let a girl like this go out in the street in tears.
I can't get a break here.
She can't go home alone.
Oh, she won't be alone when she gets there. She's got company, friends, relatives, boo-boo kitty, okay?
I'll drive her home.
Oh, no. It's better for her to walk. It's better for her condition.
She's not dying?
I forgot to tell you. The doctor called and says you're not dying. Yeah, they found a vaccine. Yippee!
Is that a load off of my mind?
Come on. I know a tasteless prank when I see one. You think it's funny making fools of other people? I mean, why would you two girls do something so... play such a low and disgusting trick like that? Why would you do that?
What happened when you...
Well, I can explain things. I can clear things up. You see, 2 years ago, I wanted to go out with Milton von Blisch, a pharmacist. So I had Laverne go out with a guy who chewed socks.
I think you two girls better just leave. I'm running a business here. This is no place for practical jokes. Death is not funny.
Come on, Shirley, blew it.
Wait a minute, Laverne. Wait just a second. Now listen, Stanley, listen here. Laverne did not mean to do anything low and disgusting. It only turned out that way, that's all. Actually, this is a very big compliment for you. You see... Laverne just wanted to go out with you. Tell him no. Well, you still got the chance. Tell him the truth.
I just wanted to go out with you.
Well, then why didn't you just ask me out?
Because if I did, you would have thought I was cheap.
Not true.
No?
Well, yeah, maybe. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused.
Me too. That's why I didn't know what to do.
I'll tell you what. Let's start all over. Can I call you next week?
Sure. You want my telephone number?
You gave it to me yesterday. Three times. Well, bye, girls. I gotta get back to work.
Well, good night, Stanley.
Bye, Laverne.
Bye.
Boy, getting dates is hard work, huh?
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. When first we practice to deceive.
Another poem.
I'm sick of this tangled web business. Who cares? I mean, what could I do anyway? All my life, everyone, including you, told me if I liked the guy, I just couldn't go up and ask him out. Well, from now on, that's just what I am going to do.
Oh, but Laverne, they'll think you're cheap.
Stan thought I was disgusting. What would you rather be thought of as? Cheap or disgusting?
Cheap.
Me too.
No, wait. Can I change my vote?
Cheryl, how could you sleep through the best part? The Wolfman's whole body is getting hairy.
Dead corpse.
Oh my goodness, what a grisly body.
Shirley's gone, boys. If you see her here, you must be seeing Huggles.
She's come back to haunt us.
Lenny.
She wants you.
Ricky.
Talking to us from across the beyond.
Come, let me bite your neck.
No, not tonight. Not tonight.